You're listening to The Wicked Horror Show, powered by the Dorkening Podcast Network. For more information, check out thedorkening.com.
This episode of Wicked Horror Show is broadcast live to Facebook. In this episode, we're joined again by director, writer, Max Chierky. We talked to Max about some of his most recent releases, as well as what's he doing with Universal Pictures, as well as, maybe there's a giant action star from our childhood that he may be working with soon. There's some hints about that. He doesn't give the exact answer, but still, see if you can figure it out. So as always, if you like what you hear, head over to facebook.com/thedorkening every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a live show just like this one. Open chat room where you can interact with us and the guests. Also, head over to thedorkening.com to check out all the other shows on the Dorkening Podcast Network. Shows like this one, The Wicked Horror Show, The Dorkening, Secret Underground Hideout, A Dork Physique, and The Ultimate Video Game Show. And last, but certainly not least, our sponsor, Deadly Grounds Coffee. I'm obsessed. Tom is a great guy. He puts forth a great product to, fuel me throughout the day. Anyways, deadlygroundscoffee.com. It's so good. I love it. Go buy some. And then, sit back, drink some coffee, and enjoy the show.
Hi, Simone. Send money.
Send money.
Okay, with
does
us
that
today.
Work? Because if it does.
Yeah. Why haven't we done this for the last, 4 years? Just send money, people.
Do it. Just for friendship.
Yeah. Yes. Or coffee. Send money or coffee. Either works. Kevin's here.
I'm here, yes.
Yeah. Wolfie.
Ow!
Ugh. Yo, yo.
Hey, everybody.
And our friend Max.
Yellow.
Welcome back. Yeah.
Thank you for having me again.
We're missing someone tonight. Mr. Nine Fingers is not here.
Yeah. No, he's sitting out.
He cut off another of his fingers. So.
Yeah, now he has to go through and change all of his stationery because now it says Tony has 8 fingers. His monogram towels, it's going to cost him.
It's done.
Yeah. The poor guy keeps losing digits.
Oh, well. What can you do?
I don't know.
What can you do?
You can stay away from
You can hope
the...
he stops before he hits one.
Yeah.
You can only high strike. Yeah?
Yeah. Unless he just leaves the middle finger, then
everybody will get pissed off with him. But, yeah.
But once he gets to one, we're just going to stop calling him Tony has 9 fingers. Just call him Stumpy.
Yeah, or Tony.
It's called Tony. Tony needs an intervention. That's what we're calling
him. Tony needs to do something. He's losing that many fingers. Just saying. Yeah.
So Tony's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah. Leo, you were trying to say something, and then we just all talked over you. What's up?
Well, it's just like a normal show, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what happens, yeah.
That's what happened? All right.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh. Well anyways.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, welcome back, Max. It's been a while since we've had you on. I know you've been a very busy man. I've been keeping up with your social media and whatnot, and you're always got something in the works.
I try.
Yeah.
I try.
So, what do you have now? Like, it was the last time I think we had you on. Was that with Al Snow?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yes, it's been months. It's been at least 4 months.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah, at least. My God. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's been going on? I've seen photos of you at Universal, like all these other things. But you're the one who posts them on your social media. I'm just asking questions.
What's going on is there is a producer there. I can't say names, of course. Was very interested to pretty much. Okay, I have to do a prologue before this. May Day. Everybody liked May Day except for few people right now.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, no. I'm just saying it. Just say something. May Day opened a lot of doors for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited to speak at the Producer Summit in 2018. I met an Oscar producer at the summit. He spoke before me, then I spoke. He was speaking about Hollywood budget. I was speaking about low budget. So we clicked. He loved May Day for some reason. And it was like, Max, how much is the budget on this? And I was like, okay, you guess. And he said 1.5. I said, no. He said, more? I said, no, less. And he said, 1 million. And I say, no, less. Then he looked at his colleague like, I was like, yeah, it's less. I'm not joking. So I went down to half a million. I said, less. He's like, okay, how much? And I say, 100 grand. And the guy said, okay, you come to work with us now. I was like, okay, thank you so much. And that's why you guys see me at Universal all the time.
Nice.
Like I say, Mayday opened a lot of doors, thank God. And good things are happening. So I will be doing next year, unfortunately, a big action movie with a famous action star. I can't say the name yet. Politics, so I can't say anything yet, but it's someone that everybody knows, and it will be good finishing the screenplay. Actually, we just finished the screenplay a few days ago, maybe 2 days ago, 3 days ago, but the story already got accepted. I already pitched it because I'm insane. I can pitch a movie with just synopsis, and they liked it, so you know, it was good. So hopefully by next year we'll be doing this fantastic, I have to say fantastic because, you know, can't say this crappy. So, fantastic new action movie.
That's awesome. No, I mean, I know you were hinting at, you know, Wolfie and I's review of Mayday.
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, we're honest. Like, we're not going to, you know.
You don't see me upset. I'm not crying.
I know.
I didn't set it up to be on the show.
And I'm more than psyched that it's opening doors for you. That's amazing. No, because you're a great guy. You're a talented guy, and you know, I want to see everything work out for you. And it's awesome that it's opening doors, and that's huge. Universal's big. That's huge. That's awesome.
Yeah, it took me only 24 years of internship. you know.
But think of this. I know plenty of people that are probably doing it just as long as you are, maybe even longer, that are nowhere near that.
Yeah, but so. I give all my life to it. You know, other people go have a regular life, or people are married, or they go with a girlfriend to get a holiday. Maybe someone is listening to this. Maybe they have a normal life like I don't. You know, they go to amusement park, they go to concerts. They go to enjoy their life. I don't do that.
Yeah.
So I only spend 16 hours a day working. So, you know,
a perfect example is I asked if you'd seen anything recently that you thought was great. And you said, I just watched the last season of Cheers. So that tells you how up on things he is. It's a great show. It's a great show, but that's how behind on things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm 94.
1993, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be Frasier, and
yeah, I was going to think the same thing. Like, now I have to go through the whole Rhea Perlman stuff.
I am 105.
Yeah,
that's how old I am.
Yeah.
So lockdown is almost ready. My fantastic audio technician, John Dio, is finishing the 5.1 audio as we speak. So it will be ready by end of the month, hopefully. I hope, you know. I hope, John. And it's people already want it for distribution. So the delay is on John's shoulders. And, you know, we're in good shape. Actually, we're in good shape. It's a good movie. I just received the music from Simone Silio a month ago. It's the same composer of Mayday, and you know, it's very good music, good actors. You know, Michael Paré, Biling. So it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Nice.
It's the story of I can tell the story. It's the story of three prisoners who will take over a police station. So very claustrophobic movie, which, you know, is lots of action. Lots of fun stuff, lots of bad words, because of course they're criminal. You know, they can't say pish posh, jolly good. You know, they have to say fuck. You know,
well, they can't say pish posh and jolly good. It's whether or not you write it that way.
Can you imagine that?
Scott Ingrati in the chat says, "Who is that old fart?" And speaking of lockdown, we do have the trailer. Would you like to introduce the trailer, Max?
Sure. Please enjoy the trailer of Lockdown.
Okay, here we go. Pish posh, jolly good.
Can I help you, officer?
Surprise.
This is FBI Special Agent Roger Kincaid.
I will start killing these people one by one every hour. You got that, amigo?
A rapist. A serial murderer. And a paranoid schizophrenic. What a fucking mess.
Okay, trailer's over. I wasn't watching.
Trailer's over.
Trailer's over.
I know. I just saw right when it was about to flip over for a second time, and I caught it just
like on a loop.
Yeah.
It's brainwashing. All right.
So we're talking today with our buddy Max. He has a lot of projects coming out. Also, we're doing an open discussion. So, movies we're excited to see coming out soon.
Ask us anything you want, too, man. I mean, if you want to know what some of our favorite movies are, we'll be willing to talk about that, you know?
Yeah. Also, stuff we're excited to see, maybe some.
Yeah, no, that too. I'm just saying, just to get the people watching involved, you know.
Speaking of this was just released. There may be a sequel or an extended universe of the Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Dude, that story's been floating around. The Kyoto brothers have been floating that story around forever. I honestly have been wanting to see a Killer Clowns from Outer Space sequel. And I think I actually have a Fangoria. No, it's not Fangoria. It's actually the disc. The disc for Killer Clowns from Outer Space on the commentary, Steve and Ted and Charlie Kyoto all talk about wanting to do a sequel. Just that each one of them is so busy that they all do special effects for like bigger movies, you know.
They have the money; they can make it out with their money.
No, they have the money, but they also have like they work for other. I mean, they don't all work together all the time. So you might see Steve Kyoto on one movie and Charlie Kyoto on another movie. It's whether or not they have the time to get together, flesh out the story. And I mean, like you said, they do have the money. I would love to see the Kyoto brothers put out a new Killer Clowns movie.
Them Italians, you know?
Yeah.
What can we do? All right.
But yeah, that story's been floating around for a long time. And I know the story you're talking about, Leo. I did read that not too long ago, but it's another one of those things where you hope for the best. Unfortunately, most of the time when you hope for the best with that, it comes up the worst. You know, it's like I really do want to see that ball starting to roll. I hope so. I hope that's true. But you know,
no.
What else you got?
Well, I was gonna say, has anyone else heard a rumor about a Candyman reboot?
Yes.
Please no.
No. I just read about it. It's Peele.
Yeah, yes. Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Please. Why?
He's doing great stuff right now.
I know that, but. I mean, there's got to be some Tony Todd in it.
Yeah.
Of course it will not be. Of course it will not be. If it's a remake, of course it will not be.
But he's got to put him in it for something.
Yeah.
Maybe a small extra. He's behind a desk selling something.
Just
have
him in it. Because, I mean, it's not like you don't have that option.
Okay, so here's
and
the
it's not like Tony Todd wouldn't do it. You know he'd do it in a heart.
Immediately.
Yeah. What if they redid Candyman, but they did cast Tony Todd?
I don't think they will cast Tony Todd because it's
Hollywood. I know they won't, but what if?
Hey, it's like when they redid Hills of Ice. They never cast Michael Berryman.
That's true.
It's disgusting.
No Gunner in TCM 203, you know?
Exactly. So.
You know?
I mean, it honestly depends, I guess, on how Jordan Peele feels about it too, and also how much pull he's going to have actually on saying who's going to be involved or not.
When you work with the big guys, they decide everything. So
the cool thing about Tony Todd is the fact that he's, what is he, Kev, like 6'3"?
Yep.
Yeah, big dude, yeah.
You know, I mean, so you've got to get a very lumbering, I mean, you don't have to, but I mean, if you want to bring off the Candyman character is bigger than life. You know, you're not going to get the guy, Jordan Peele's not going to use the guy he used in Get Out as the main character for Candyman.
He will use someone else, you know.
And, yeah, unless he's looking to do something different with it, but I don't know. I mean, I gotta think that he would do something with him, but
yeah.
I mean, it's not like Tony's not working, you know. It's not like Tony's like nothing against, you know, Michael Berryman, but Michael Berryman is not in as much like even more mainstream stuff as Tony is.
That's
true. Tony's still, I mean, it may not be like big theater stuff, but he's still a regular for voice acting and for
absolutely everything. Maybe they will use Ken Foree. I don't know.
Yeah, he did 2 years of The Flash, Wolfie. As Zoom,
about a year and a half, and a half, 2 years. Yeah.
Just real quick, Andy Driscoll says, hello, gents. Isn't JP doing Twilight Zone? Also,
yes,
we do have a open chat going. So if you listen to the podcast version of this, join us live every Tuesday where you too can be in the chat room and ask us awesome questions.
Yeah. Jordan Peele is actually going to be the host for the new Twilight Zone, you know? So, I mean, that's something.
Imagine this.
he just does the different characters, like from football team sketch, you know?
Picture if you will.
Yeah.
Transitionist in the chair. Yeah. It's just an introduction to Get Out.
But I mean, it's good. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad that he's doing this stuff.
I'm glad too. Get Out obviously opened some big doors for him.
Yeah. Well, a lot of things opened big doors for him, but I think Get Out like kind of cemented his, you know, talent.
Well, I mean, yeah, he did a lot of comedy, but I mean, I really think that Get Out kind of like kicked open a lot of other doors where I don't think people were taking him as serious as you know, it's like, okay, you're a comedic actor, sure, you know, you're like Jim Carrey or, you know, Bill Murray or whoever else you want to compare him to, you know. And it's like, but when Get Out came out, they said, okay, you're a serious director. You know, we could see you in other stuff now.
And I don't know. I'd love to talk to Tony about his thoughts on the remake of Candyman. I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, he would want to be involved.
Remakes, please. No remakes.
Yeah, I mean...
People can still watch The Candyman, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you can say that about everything they remake.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I understand that.
Yeah, the way that, you know, I always try to look at it is, like, if anything, maybe this will get someone to search out the original to see what the original was like if they haven't seen it before, you know?
People are so lazy nowadays, that's why there are remakes, because they don't want to research, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to have to go and look up Candyman. I want to just go see the new one. Like,
exactly. So who cares, yeah?
Laura Potter says hello, guys, and Andy said excited to see that. Also, I didn't realize it was coming out this soon, but the Haunting of Hill House comes out soon.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's not a movie though.
No, it's
a series.
Yeah, I know, a series on Netflix.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, Wolfie's like, I'm not impressed. Whatever. Wolfie's the only person who doesn't utilize Netflix regularly.
And he has access to it, too. I mean,
I know. It just drives me crazy.
Anyways, do, too.
Well, yeah, you watch Cheers on Netflix.
Exactly. And everybody knows your name.
That's right. Woody Harrelson. That's my name.
It's not. Actually,
I know. Cheers. Obviously, it's not. Christ, Wolfie.
I would say Cliff Clavin.
Yeah. Actually, this is not horror related, but actually, it kind of is. Cheers came up at the wedding. Because I went to a wedding on Friday. Yeah. Uh-huh. And one of the adventures Eric and I went on, the guy that was getting married, was we found Cheers, the actual Cheers in Boston.
Oh, okay. And, did you go downstairs?
That looks nothing like the Cheers on the TV show.
I know. The outside, it looks exactly like it. But
right,
yeah,
that's really what it was.
That's the one they used.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, once you go in, it looks nothing like it. So
it's like, I didn't go downstairs and magically be in an LA sound studio. Like,
and everybody said, Leo, when you come in.
So I found the picture of when we went, and it's when I had my long hair. So that was extremely scary to begin with.
Oh, so that's where the horror comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was rocking a he was rocking a pretty mean mullet, a ginger mullet.
Oh yeah, no mullet, just long hair.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
I know, and
right. He's the least rock and roll person I know, so it wasn't rock and roll. Yo-Yo is more rock and roll than Leo is.
Andy Driscoll says, big question for you guys. What are you doing for Halloween costumes?
Ooh. What's Halloween? No, I'm joking.
Unfortunately, I can't really do much like here because there's a lot of like really small kids that come trick-or-treating here and they scare easily. So I can't wait for these kids to like grow up so I can actually make some fun of it. But we're right around like school, so it's usually the younger kids. At work, though, we're trying to figure out something, and I'm gonna try to push this tomorrow at a meeting, but I don't think they'll go for it. There's a show on Adult Swim called "Your Pretty Little Face Is Going to Hell," and it's like literally like it's an office like environment, but it's in hell. So everyone wears like you know a polo shirt and khakis, but they're demons with horns and everything. Uh-huh. So I think it would be cool to just do a Pretty Little Face ghost that's going to hell.
Okay.
That
sounds
all.
Fantastic.
Yeah. We have to paint ourselves red.
I'll be working in the office, nothing.
Yeah.
I have a 12-page. This is not a joke. I have a 12-pages delivery for the big guys at Universal, and they're killing me. 12 pages. I'm like, God. So that's my life now.
Oh, but you signed up for it. It's what you want. It's what you want to do.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do 12 pages delivery. That's office work. I'm like, oh, God, you know? But
you just want to yell action and make the movie.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to. Yeah. You don't have to give pages.
No, that's too much. I can even, I would love to show you guys. Every page is like 17,000 things. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I want to cry. After the show is end, I will grab the paperwork and I will show you.
Okay.
Just for the hell of it. Yeah.
Now, Wolfie, do you do anything for Halloween?
Well, about the last decade, I used to hold like a 24-hour movie marathon at my house. You know, all my buddies and we would all get together Rangers. And just do 24 hours of movies. And we put like all the I let everyone like look at the movies and see what they won. They'd write them down and then we'd put them like a crystal skull bowl or something like that and just pull them out and then, you know, just watch them one after the other and go as long as we could. Last year was like 18 hours before everyone was like pretty much sacked. And this year, one of the guys is no longer with us, you know, and a couple of the others, you know, now have families. So it doesn't look like that's going to happen this year, but I'm still going to be doing the 31 days of horror all October, so I'm gonna get my horror on all month.
Yeah.
So other than that, I mean, I don't have. It would just really be sad to see me sitting home with like, you know, skull face makeup on or something like that.
Just waiting for someone to ring the doorbell.
We don't get.
Someone's gonna show up. They're gonna.
All the kids are dead in his neighborhood, so
yeah,
it's easier.
Remember, he's a wolf man. Remember that.
Those ribs got to come from somewhere, you know.
Do you do anything for Halloween?
Probably not going to be doing anything. I have no clue, honestly.
Yeah. We are all so sad, guys.
Yeah.
Yo, you going to dress up for Halloween?
Dress up your cats. That apartment's fairly new, too, so you don't even know if you're going to get trick-or-treaters or anything.
This is going to be the first time I'm going to be here for, yeah. Wow.
You better buy candy just in case.
Just in case I should. But now it's going to have almost been a year. Yeah, this is going to be the first Halloween I'm going to be here. So
lock the door and say nobody's home.
It's like, yeah, nobody's home. Thanks.
Just reach out and take their candy. It's like, thanks.
Yeah. He just have all the lights off, just creep it open. He's like, take the candy.
All of a sudden you just hear, dum, 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 dum. all the eggs in the window, in the doors, yeah. In the window.
you were saying something.
No, I was asking Yo-Yo if they dressed up for work for a Halloween.
We can. Sure. We don't know what we're doing yet. We're gonna. We're still planning that, but
yeah,
we're doing something.
He's going as Tum Tugger from Cats.
I think everybody dressed for work. Yeah, every day you put a shirt on.
Oh, nah, I wear this to work.
Me too. I wear this.
That's a good thing about my job is I'm like not in the public eye, so it's good.
Me too. I'm behind the camera. So
yeah.
Screw it. Yeah.
Leo on the other hand. He has to wear a tuxedo every day at work.
Yeah, I know. No, they've become very lax with my dress code. So
okay, so what are you gonna dress up as for Halloween?
Well, I don't know if it's that lax, but I still have that pumpkin mask I got a while ago.
So, and the tuxedo.
Do you mean the one that you wear every year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's my thing.
It's a good mask. It's a nice mask.
Yeah.
No,
every year that they ask me at work, like what I'm going to do for Halloween, I'm like, I could pull off a Leatherface costume in like no time. And they're like, nah, it's too much. You can't do that. I'm like, what?
You would have to film that. It's like Leatherface at the office would be such a fun video.
I'm like, even just imagine me answering phones as Leatherface and just like get that out, get photos of that, you know, whatever.
Bring a working chainsaw.
I have this chainsaw here. Yeah, the chain moves. It's battery operated, but the chain moves.
Okay. And you know what you can do with your Leatherface costume? You can check your Facebook.
Oh, Max.
Also around Halloween, we're going to be just getting back from ScareCon.
Yeah. So we have Super Mega Fest coming up.
Yep.
Second week in October. Yeah. Or something like that. And then, right before Halloween, we have ScareCon New York. So we'll be up in Verona. And that'll be interesting because now we found out that we have to run the panels again. Yep. So
what?
We have to figure that out. Yeah. Wolfie's like, wait a minute. When did that happen? Anyways.
Billy Baird says hello. Andy Driscoll, no trick or treaters. More candy for you.
Damn, yes. Thank you, Billy Beer.
So, the first year we were here, we had like well over 100 kids, and it's been less and less every year. We still get a lot of kids, but nowhere near what we had. But I'm always bringing candy to work because I'm like, if it's here, we're going to eat it. And that's not good. We'll just start losing toes. I'll be Kevin Nine Toes instead of Tony Has Nine Fingers.
See, my favorite day is the day after Halloween when all the candy gets 50% off.
It's all on clearance, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin's got to keep all that chocolate out of the paws of one faithful companion there.
Well, me too. I'm lactose intolerant. I shouldn't be eating chocolate either, but I do.
But you know who I'm talking about. Cora.
Cora? Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. ScareCon's coming up. Yeah. They just added some more guests. Ed Neal's going to be there. So that'd be cool.
Oh.
I've never interviewed Ed Neal. I've talked to him, but I just never interviewed him. So that'd be cool. He's the head checker from the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep. So you can get him on the show.
Here's the here's the lineup. Katie Featherston from Paranormal Activity 1-4. Adrian King, Amanda Weiss, Terry Kaiser, Lisa Zane, David Naughton, Lar Park Lincoln, Ken Sagos, Barbara Magnolf. They've added up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to hit some of these words. So yeah, from Suspiria, like that. Wolfie's excited about that one.
That's huge. That's she played Olga, the roommate, the bitch of a roommate in that movie. You know.
So if you need us to get you something signed, let us know.
Please.
Well, send us money. I'm just kidding. He's like, shit. That's how it
Simone
works.
Will send money.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Good lineup starting.
Oh yeah, that's how this works. Please.
So we got to start planning that stuff out as far as the panels and stuff too. So I'm sure he's gonna want to know that stuff. I'm just like, it's funny because Terry Kaiser, like, you know, he was in Friday the 13th. Which one?
Part 7.
Part 7. But I'm all excited because of Weekend at Bernie's.
Right. And that's whatever. That's really what everyone's going to remember him as Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. But he was the psychiatrist to the girl in part 7, you know. And it just, that's, I mean, they got Lar Park Link in there. So she was the girl. So, I mean, it's just, it's going to be really cool that part 7 thing, you know.
But Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. So yeah, we're definitely going to have to reach out.
I got that, Kev. Weekend at Bernie's, kind of like Batman.
That's not where I was going, but yeah, that's good.
Scott Ingrati says, well, you gentlemen have a great evening and congrats, Max. Can't wait to see Lockdown. Billy Baird says, every year I get like 8 kids for trick or treating, which is cool. More candy for me. And Andy, if you're going to be at Scarecon, hit us up. We can definitely use your help.
Yeah. But yeah, and also stay tuned, like, for more news from Max, because when he's able to announce, you know, who he is potentially working with, it's
who's who.
So Kev,
yeah,
is Scarecon the one where you guys are going to have the booth for the other podcasters?
That's going to be Super Mega Fest.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're a podcaster,
here's the unfortunate thing is that unfortunately Super Mega Fest is happening the same weekend as Scarecon. I mean, not Scarecon, same weekend as Rock and Shock this year.
Right.
So I think a lot of the people that are watching this show may be more likely to go to Rock and Shock than Scarecon.
Just in case, if you have a podcast.
Yeah, definitely. But if you're going to be at Super Mega Fest in Mall, and not, I almost said Marlboro. Jesus Christ, it's not Marlboro anymore. In Framingham at the Sheridan.
Yeah.
Stop by our booth. We're going to have Leo will be there all weekend. I have to take off during the day on Saturday, but you know, we're going to, you know, they have the opportunity to record podcasts for people, even do some live streaming, right, Leo?
Yep.
And it's, you know, doesn't cost anything. We're just helping out other podcasters. It's a service. You know, if you guys want to record something about the con while you're there, we can send you the file, and you know, we're just offering it as a service to fellow podcasters and maybe even people that want to try podcasting.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we're gonna bring up all our equipment, and you just have to provide yourself. That's it.
And something to talk about.
Yep.
Yeah. If you don't want to do a podcast, just sit there for an hour.
Exactly.
I'm so trying. It's
1930 movies.
Yeah,
it will blink a lot, you know, like this.
Yeah. It's all the cards of what they're trying to say.
Exactly. Then,
it's an audio podcast. Why are you holding up a card?
They're big NXS fans, or
there you go,
or Bob Dylan, whatever.
Bob Dylan. Yeah.
He did it first. Anyway,
so you know what we should be giving away for Halloween?
Money.
The Grant's coffee.
Coffee. Well, maybe not give it away. I need coffee.
Small for the parents.
Yeah, exactly. Passing out bags of Deadly Grounds to all the trick-or-treaters. We're going to go broke.
Kids are going to be all jacked by next, you know, Halloween.
You're probably now.
So Deadly Grounds Coffee is a sponsor of ours. I just finished chocolate. I have probably about one pot of coffee left. I'm hoping my order gets here soon.
Yeah, I ordered. I mean, I know Tom's been very busy. He's been back-to-back conventions 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered something from him, and I haven't got it yet either.
I didn't get nothing ever.
Oh, man.
Deadly Ground.
Wink, 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 wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
I can have a hat that say Deadly Ground. Wink, wink, wink.
So Deadly Grounds is a sponsor of ours. We absolutely love their coffee. It's easily the best tasting coffee I've ever had, and I've said this multiple times. You know, I've given up Starbucks for them. I was a heavy Starbucks drinker, and I know Kevin doesn't like Starbucks. He's a Dunkin' drinker.
Not really anymore. I'm a Cumbie's guy.
You're a Cumbie's guy.
It's a buck. Cumberland Farms is a dollar, any size.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Dunkin' will go down in price since they chopped their name in half.
No, I doubt it. No? Anyways, Deadly Grounds Coffee.
You know what? Don't listen to us. Here is a zombie telling you about Deadly Grounds Coffee.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
On conventions and stuff like that.
Back. Tell him about me to send me a hat. So I'll go universal with the Deadly Ground coffee.
Tom just messaged us. If you don't know, Tom, I can never say his last name right.
I just call him Tom from Deadly Grounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Nicest guy you'll ever meet. You know, we absolutely love you, Tom. And, you know, it's...
Hi, Tom.
Never fear, the cavalry is on.
And I just... Leo read your message, and I was like, oh, I feel bad now. But I understand that you've been very busy. But the thing is that the pressure is people from work. I'm like, so where's this coffee at? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, he's been very busy. So I appreciate everything you do, Tom.
I think what Kevin's trying to say is he understands that you're under pressure, but you have now made him an addict.
Well, so I'm tying off, shooting Folgers.
He needs his fix.
Snorting coffee.
Yeah, I'm just snorting the what is that stuff called?
Grounds.
Not the grounds, but the one that you can just add, like instant coffee.
Yeah.
Snorting that stuff. It would have been funny if I could have said the joke, but whatever.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem you have though. You make it at work. It's so you're like, you know. You're making for other people.
Are we live?
Well, he's got to turn other people into addicts too. In other words,
I have turned people into.
Because now that's what sells Tom's product.
And I feel bad because the last order that I got, none of it was even for me. It was for a secret underground hideout.
I know.
Those are guys that are on the network, and I got them hooked on it. So they're like, "Oh, we need to get some more." I'm like, "Let me order it for you." Blah blah blah. So it was for them to begin with. And so I'm just like, then I'm sitting there handing it to them, being like, "Ah, crap! I wish I could have some of this because I'm almost out."
And this bag is mine.
My bag.
Like I give it to them to get in the car, and they go to leave, and I just run out with a mask. I'm like, "Hey, stick them up! Give me all your coffee!" But I'm running out of my own house to do it.
He's got a mask on, and they're like, "We know you, Kev.
You're wearing a mask of yourself. Why is that even?"
Right. You're wearing the same mask.
How did you wear when you were in the mask?
So if you're a coffee drinker, check the show notes down below or up above, depending on where you're watching us. You're going to find a link for Deadly Grounds Coffee. Also a link for Max as well, if you want to follow him and watch his shenanigans online or wait for his next awesome movie. Lockdown, that's going to be your next one, right?
Lockdown is almost ready. Like I said, we are working. I'm not working on it. My audio guy is working on the audio. It'll be ready by the end of the month, and then we can finally start selling it. So hopefully by mid-October, November, we'll start, you know, selling it through the usual distribution channels.
Awesome.
Nice. Michael Pere is in. Byling from The Crow, the original one, not the remake. Star Wars and Crank and many others. Anne and the King. So she co-starred with Michael Pere.
So. Yeah, she was Michael Wincott's sister in The Crow.
Sorry?
I said she was Michael Wincott's sister.
That's correct. That's correct.
Wolfie just like showing his knowledge.
He knows everything.
I love The Crow, dude. You know that.
Everybody loved The Crow.
Yeah.
The original one.
Yeah, it's one of those movies, like I said earlier, I was going to do my 31 Days of Halloween, and I'm looking at the list, and I still haven't figured out the entire list. I think I got like another 13 movies to figure out what's going to go on there, and I was like, The Crow, do I put The Crow on there?
Yeah.
Is it a horror movie? He does come back.
It's not necessarily a horror movie, but it's I mean, I can see that being a movie that you would watch at Halloween. Like, at that time, kids dressed up as the Crow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's for Halloween. Yeah.
It's real life horror because of what happened to the main actor.
Correct.
There's that. But I mean, I was just thinking it's a comic book movie. It's what it is.
Yeah. You know? Guys know that Michael Berryman played the dead cowboy.
The Skull Cowboy. Yeah.
The Skull Cowboy. You know that guy, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they cut all the scene. Yep. I saw some of the original cut back in the days. Very good stuff. But they cut everything, so.
Mm.
Yeah, it kind of took a weird, because I've seen the footage that Max is talking about too, and I've heard people talk about it, and including the Skull Cowboy into it, kind of took it on this weird, surreal, different.
I loved it.
I liked it too, but it just made the story a little more bland, in my opinion.
More comic book.
You know?
But that's what it is. It's a comic book movie. It should be more
exactly. Comic. Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah. But, I don't know. It's great. I think you should add that to your list. I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of struggle with it. You know, I'm kind of like, do I want to do this? You know.
Well, that's the thing is you've done this for how many years now? The 31 days of Halloween.
It's fourth or fifth year now. So
and you don't repeat any of the movies.
No, I come up with a list every year, and then. So this is the list from last year.
It's all in post-it notes.
This is the list from last year. And so I look at this and I'm like, okay, none of these movies can be in this year. So I have to come up with, you know, I can't do The Curse, The Cube, Exorcist I did last year, you know, Suspiria, I did it last year.
Yeah, you know, so you're going to start doing some, like, just not good ones.
Well, so I've got Inferno, which is the sequel to Suspiria. So I could throw that in. I got Mothers of Tears. I could throw that in. I don't really throw in a lot of full franchises, you know, because I don't want to do like 7 days of Friday the 13th.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to do one and done. And so I could throw in Friday the 13th, the first one, and then like next year do the second one, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to be feeling your pain, though, because I'm doing, I think it's October 3rd. I'm going to do a special Secret Underground Hideout with those guys. And we're doing our top 31 favorite Halloween movies, and you know, they want it from, like, you know, one being, you know, we're gonna go from 31 up, but it's gonna be two episodes, and I'm like, I'm gonna be putting some newer stuff in there, and I'm gonna be putting some newer stuff in there, but you know, obviously that stuff's gonna be lower on the list because there's the classics, you know,
because there's some stuff that just sticks with you forever. I mean, I know TCM is gonna be like in your top five, top three at least.
Yeah,
you know,
Poltergeist will be up there too, and
so will Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, stuff like that's going to be like high up, but it's going to be the first episode. Definitely is going to end up being them just making fun of me because they don't know any of the movies I'm talking about. But whatever.
What the hell is Amazon Hotbox?
Yeah, exactly. But
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan. I have a Ted Turner tattoo on my arm.
I can't imagine.
Big Ted Turner tattoo. Traditional style Ted Turner. Just kidding.
Beautiful.
During the days when he owned the WCW.
Back in the day.
So yeah. talking about newer movies, Kev. You and I are trying to get out this weekend to see the newest Hellfest.
Yeah. I'm gonna see it. It's just a matter of if I make my wife mad and not go to trivia on Thursday or if I can get in to see it on Saturday. But yeah, I mean, Tony Todd's in it. Like, just that alone, I have to support him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
what movie is that? Sorry, I missed it.
It's called Hellfest.
Oh, Hellfest.
Okay. Yeah. It's basically, you know, we go to haunted attractions every year, me and my wife. We love haunted houses. So it's basically like if a real, like, murderer was let loose in one of these things, and everyone thinks it's all part of the show kind of deal. So no one really knows what's going on. Woo-hoo. But yeah.
And I used to be a carny in the early 90s, so I'm looking forward from that point of view.
Yeah. Because I really used to do that stuff. You know? There's people that I've ruined their lives. You know, it's amazing.
Fantastic.
But I mean, it's it doesn't sound like a, you know, end all be all of horror movies. It sounds like a fun one. Like, it just, you know, I'm sure it's not going to be like anything that's like, oh my God, this is my top 10 movie of all time. So this is vacation for me. Sorry, Leah.
Oh, sorry. He made that statement. He's got to deal with it from now on.
Yeah. You have to live with the consequences of the thing.
For Max, if you don't know, Leo thought that the newer Vacation movie was the funniest movie in a decade. I know you were going through some shit, Leo. You don't have to defend yourself. You still said it. But so now because of that, we reference things as being, oh, it's not Vacation or anything.
What we talk behind the scene.
Oh, no. Something different.
Oh, okay.
But
it's just shit they give me.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun and easy. So that's why we do it. But
just like Leo.
I'm sure it'll be a good time. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. And it'll be good to see Tony on the big screen again. Yeah. You know?
And like you said before, I mean, he really does look like he's playing the same character he plays in Hatchet, you know?
Yeah. It's very similar, like character design and everything. Yeah.
It kind of reminds me every time I see the trailers for it, I think of Final Destination 3, the one that took place at the high school carnival, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm like, it has that feeling, that vibe to it, or kind of like Funhouse from the early 80s with Toby Hooper. So I'm really looking forward to this. I love carnivals. I love circuses. You know, like I said, I used to be a carny. So, I did it for 2 years.
What were you doing in the carnivore? What was your role?
A lot of it was setting up the joints, and you know, a joint is the games, you know, and set up the rides. And I ran the Ferris wheel a few times. I ran the pony ride a few times, you know.
Very nice.
I toured with this carnival, you know, for 2 years, and it was just fun. They came to my town, and I said, I literally ran away with the circus. I mean, I was like, I wasn't doing anything at that point in my life. I was just like, well, you know, what the heck? I signed up.
How old were you, 18, 17?
45.
I said the same thing, 42.
I was, 24?
Oh, it's okay then.
You know, so I was like 24, 25, those 2 years, you know, so. And it's an interesting ride.
Those things where like the ride's getting ready to go, and you just take out some bolts from your pocket and like drop them on the floor. As the ride starts going. So people are like, "Oh, what's this? You know, have a good day, guys."
I don't know.
Yeah. Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Maximum speed.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. No, I never did that, by the way.
He's like, damn, now I kind of regret I didn't.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'll only be 24 again. Yeah,
there are always extra parts every time I assemble this thing. I don't know why.
What's this comic he go to again? Yeah. Your life's being held in place by a comic. But I'm looking forward to that. Leo was saying earlier that they're going to put Evil Dead out on 4K, you know, the original. And as much as I love that movie does not deserve to be that cleaned up.
Yeah. I mean, I already have it on Blu-ray multiple times, and it's like, it's already cleaned up enough where it's just like, okay, you know, I think that the most charm you can get out of that movie is on VHS.
Yep.
Where it's just like, you know, like that's what it was meant for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you're just kind of, I mean, I've made the joke many times, and Kevin's agreed with me, and I said, you know, after a while, you're just going to see all this rubber and the glue and everything, and it's just going to ruin everything about this movie.
I remember seeing it in a theater in Italy when I was a kid, and that thing freaked me out, so
yeah,
I still remember that.
But you watch it now, and it's kind of like,
Yeah. What is this?
So real quick, it's available for pre-order right now on Amazon for $16.99, and comes out. I just missed it. Looks like it's
in 7 years.
Looks like it's a steelbook as well.
Comes out every year. There's a new release of it.
October
with a new cover.
October 9th.
Same disc on the inside, just a new cover.
Yeah,
new cover.
Yeah, I have plenty of those back here. Believe me.
Well, yeah, the one with the book of the Necronomicon.
I have that one signed by the entire cast.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I've met the entire cast over a couple cons, and it costs a lot of money to get all those people to sign that book.
Of course. And now you can sell it for $19.95.
I'm never selling it. It's my prized possession.
That really is the one that I wish I'd have picked up when it was out there. I just never got around to getting that.
The painful thing is, though, is that it doesn't age well.
I know. No. I've heard that.
Yeah, the vinyl it's all cracking. Yeah, so I have it wrapped in plastic, and I'm leaving it there. I'm not opening it up. I know it's signed. I don't need to prove it to anybody. I have pictures of it signed, so I'm good.
I have fingerprints of them on the.
Yeah. Although that being said, someone could easily just break into my house and steal it.
Yeah, the address it with another is. One.
Yeah. As long as your name is Kevin, it'll make sense to you.
Is
what's
that
up?
The four film set with the knife.
What's that?
Is that the four film set with the knife that you have?
No.
No.
No. That was Evil Dead 2 with the Kandarian dagger.
Yeah. It's a six.
That one I don't have.
Yeah. It's actually all the movies.
That's a different set. This is it's just the Book of the Dead. Like it's in a it looks like the Book of the Dead. It's like kind of soft because
it's silicone. No, it's not silicone.
It's rubber. It's just really bad rubber.
It's another word. It's
latex.
Latex. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Which doesn't age well, just like masks. No. Like they crack.
Just
after
like
a while.
Me. Just like Max. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It's like my butt cracks after a while. Sorry. Hey, you know what? It's a bad
yeah,
let's
joke, have fun.
Okay?
Let's have fun.
Yeah, it's bad jokes.
What was the other one you were talking about, Leo, that's also coming out?
4K.
Halloween.
Halloween came out today. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, honestly.
At least the production on that is like higher end.
No, it's. No, that's not what I was going to get at. I mean, it's cool and all that they want to put it out on 4K. I mean, for the Halloween fanatics that must have it in everything. And I know guys that are like this, my buddy, Chris,
mm-hmm.
He's got like 30 to 40 copies of Halloween on every, he's got tons of VHS because the cover is different. It's his favorite. Like TCM is with Kevin.
Yeah, I have multiple Evil Deads, Evil Dead 2s, and Texas Chainsaw Massacres.
And so it's cool, but I just don't see, I don't know. I like Halloween. I just don't see a need for it in 4K.
I know.
But the
thing with me is like we're fans. So like
yeah.
I want the special edition and I want to get it signed. You know, I want to like stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I mean, I can't have Gunner sign anything anymore because he's gone. But
no,
I bought like a set from Fright Rags. That was a shirt, a poster, and a tin of dirt from where they filmed the movie.
Yeah,
it cost me $50, and I had him sign it.
The dirt?
No, he signed the poster, and the way he signed it too is Kevin. I know where you work instead of I know
Ooh,
where you live
because
his girlfriend at the his girlfriend. I was her regional auditor for where she worked.
Very
so
nice.
He knew where I worked, which was TJ.
Very nice. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So we had a little connection there.
Beautiful. Look.
Yeah.
Look. I got chills.
is it already cold in California? You got chills.
It's hot as hell. I have aircon on. I don't know if you guys can hear. I have a fan. It's very hot. It's 87 today or something. 84. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember it. Yeah. My thermometer melted. So I don't know.
What's up, Leo?
Here's another 4K release I know Wolfie is going to be buying.
Ghostbusters.
Cat in the Hat. No.
No, another horror release, Twilight.
Oh.
So you can get your sparkles on in 4K.
Yeah, you could too.
Oh, this is the fighting words right there.
No, it's just I know that this is like something he could actually watch, you know, with
the
lights
on.
With the lights off.
Yeah.
You know. And not be scared of it because, you know, the vampires sparkle and it's more of a romance, you know? I mean, that's more...
You guys are on the sides of the country. Stop fighting.
You know, Leo. He reads more young romance novels than anything.
Exactly. here's a good one.
American Psycho.
That's horrible.
I have Psycho. I mean, I actually have it on VHS, DVD, and Blu-ray.
No, what's awesome is Leo just went Psycho. That's horror, right?
American Psycho.
Oh, we didn't hear that part of it.
Oh, we are only Psycho. Yeah, me too. Yeah. I heard Psycho too.
Yeah.
Oh, and Christine. What? Christine got a 4K release.
Nice. Oh, speaking of American, as no, it's not whatever. American Horror Story. The new season started on that. I don't know if any of you guys have checked it out or if you've kept up on American Horror Story at all.
I have not.
I'm actually... catching up on this on the past series, the past seasons that I have, you know.
Yeah.
I'm starting a hotel tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
It's funny you guys mention it. I don't remember the name of the actor who played the clown in the past one, but yeah, he was sitting near me 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
At the restaurant. I was like, I know this guy. Where do I know him from? And he bothered me for the entire hour I was sitting near him. Then I went home. I was like, oh, that's the guy who played the clown. Like, damn.
He's a big guy, right?
The big guy, yes.
Yeah. He was the what I first know him from is he was Drew Carey's brother on the Drew Carey show.
That's correct.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah. And I was like, that's the guy. And he was a cross-dresser on the show.
That was bugging me. I was all day. He was like sitting near me. Like, where the hell do I know this guy from? Like, do I know him? He's a friend? Do I say something? Nothing.
He was also in Fargo.
Oh yeah, he was. The TV show.
No, he was in the movie too. He was
what did he play?
Oh yeah, yeah. He was
he was Francis McDormand's husband.
You guys are right. Damn, good memory, guys.
Yeah.
Well, Fargo's one of my favorite movies.
Good memory, Wolfie.
Ding 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 ding. Very good.
It brings us back to Peter Stormare.
Exactly. Anyways.
Everything is connected.
Yeah. So Leo, we're coming up on the hour. I know we want to make sure that we get all the plugs in for everybody.
Yeah. So definitely keep your ears to the ground or to the railroad tracks for lockdown.
Wow. He's like a poet. Keep your ears to the railroad tracks?
Yeah. You never did that when you were a kid?
Whatever.
No, I've never heard it, but it's just not worded that way. Anyways, so yeah, for lockdown, keep an eye open for when, you know, Max is announcing the release of that.
Soon, and then, I hope. Yeah,
and then also all of the other stuff you have working on. I know you can't talk about it completely, but, you know.
As you guys can see, white. It's growing back again. So
yeah, but big news. Definitely make
Sharpie.
Sure definitely make sure you follow Max. You'll find links down below or up above, depending on where you're watching us, to follow him on both Facebook and Twitter.
And Instagram.
And Instagram.
At Max Cherky.
Max Cherky. So yeah, he has big news coming up, and it's awesome. Can't wait to make the announcement. Exciting news.
I can't say.
Hooray.
Hooray, holy, after 24 years of internship.
Fun stuff. And make sure you check us out. We're going to be at Super Mega Fest next month, along with Scarecon. It's been a long day.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Scarecon, New York, at the Turning Stone Casino in Verona, New York. Yeah. We have that coming up as well.
Exactly. So we'll do anything else you want to bring up before we do the rundown?
Yes, I will be at the Comic-Con in Los Angeles.
Ooh.
So I will roam around. They give me a industry pass out of the blue. I was like, oh, okay. So nice. I'll be roaming around and someone recognize me. I will have the same hat. So, you know, easy.
Yeah.
Easy breezy. So
awesome.
I'll see you guys there.
I wish.
Yeah.
He'll have one of those paper tags saying, my name is Max.
Yeah.
On the back.
I would say my name is Eli. That's another inside joke. Sorry.
I'm laughing. It was just funny, so yeah. I don't know why, but all right.
Well, I'll explain it afterwards.
Yeah. All right.
Because everyone that's watching this has heard that story.
Yeah. If you watch the show regularly, then you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh,
anyways. Yeah.
So, Max, where do you like people following you?
They can follow me on Facebook, but I only have two spots available for my friends. But I am now on, finally, you know, after, you know, 2018, I'm now on Instagram at Max Cherky, which is MaxCerchi. I only have, what, let me check, 12, 14 photos. But you can follow me there, you know, send me. It's a private thingy, so you have to press, you know, accept, and you can follow me there. You know, same stuff I post on Facebook, but with less, you know, dialogue. But it's the same thing anyway.
Other big horror news I forgot to mention. They brought Jason Voorhees up from the bottom of the lake. Did you guys see that?
No.
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 Is this that same video that was out like last year?
Well, okay.
Where someone goes diving and they found like a statue of him or whatever?
Yeah, somebody put a statue of him on the bottom of a Minnesota lake, but he was deemed litter, so the Parks and Rec Department removed him from the bottom of the lake.
Yeah, I saw that video last year.
Party poopers. Well,
no, I mean, this is, the video was last year, but they removed him from the lake this week.
And where is he now?
I probably...
Outside Leo's window.
Yeah. killing teenagers somewhere, unless he's fighting a legal battle. He's probably fighting a legal battle, right?
Unless he's in space.
Yeah.
He could be in space, that's true.
Yo-Yo.
Yep.
Would you like people following
you? You spoke a lot today, Yo-Yo, that, man.
I know, right?
He actually did.
My hair is smoking.
Yeah.
Some of you want to know where people can follow me.
Yes,
yeah. Boy Meets Phone on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're doing your social media, I should probably be there. Also, Yo Saint Laurent on those same social media channels. And of course, you can find me here on Dorking.
Wolfie.
You can follow me on YouTube, The 13th Wolfman, Twitter at The 13th Wolfman, Tumblr, 13th Wolfman, The Prowl, every Sunday on The Dorking, every Tuesday here on The Wicked Horror Show. Do the horror one with Kev. Of course, when we're done with that, we do the Wicked Horror Reviews. And, just watch my YouTube stuff because I'm putting up new stuff all the time. I put up the King of Stupid the King of Stupid video the other day.
What is that?
That's me explaining the whole thing about the monitor.
Oh, King geez. Of Stupid.
Oh, yeah. Kev?
Anyways. You can find me, Inicle, on Twitter and Instagram. Every Sunday on The Dorkening, Tuesday Wicked Horror Show, doing stuff with Wolfie. And I think that's it, Scarecon and Super Megafest. And then Wolfie and I recorded an audio podcast last Sunday because Leo was at a wedding where we just talked. Yeah, we talked about...
we talked Ink Master.
Yeah, Mandy, Ink Master, and the new Purge. The Purge TV show. Go check it out. We recorded it the same day I put it up. So I got it done all in one day.
I really enjoyed doing that, man. So cool. Any other time I'll do something.
Leo, go to more weddings. That's what he's trying to say.
I have one more coming up, but you're going to be there, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I just recorded by myself. And
yeah, you're going to be there too. We'll just do one from the... You, Yo-Yo, and I will record one at the actual... We should do that.
We should.
Okay.
I can bring my H6. No, I'm just saying we would have to... We couldn't have you there because you're not there. But just Yo-Yo, Leo, and I can record a podcast at the wedding.
And James will be there too, so we can...
Well, he's going to be busy getting married.
This is important. We can... All
right. Guess it. I'll give you one guess who just got uninvited. It's like James. Where's Leo? Yeah.
No, he can fit it in between dinner and cake. There's like a 20-minute.
We should window. Totally do that. I wonder if he would get mad at us.
Who's getting married, guys? I missed the first.
One of our guys, James. He does.
Oh, okay.
The Ultimate Video Game Show. Yeah, he's part of like this charity organization, the Massachusetts Ghostbusters, and they're getting married. So it's like a cool themed wedding, and it's like right up the street from my house.
Very nice.
So
very
I'll
nice.
Be, yeah. And it's
for me, you know, happy marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Happy wife, happy life.
That's right.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Anyways, meaning yeah. Go to hell, pretty much.
Anyways.
Anyways.
Leo,
silence.
Yeah. If you had fun with us tonight, we do this multiple times a week. Every Sunday, we do this live on the Dorkening. I almost said the other one.
Wow.
Where it's a roundtable discussion about everything dorky that happened during the week. Every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we do the Wicked Horror Show, which you just listened or watched now. And every other Thursday is the Ultimate Video Game Show, where I've been playing a lot of Spider-Man. Loving that game.
Yeah. Okay.
That's about it.
I'm waiting for the new Fallout.
Oh. Yeah.
Let's see.
Not so sure about that.
Why?
Is online only from what I heard, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll kill some people online. It's fine. Oh, yeah.
Just make sure you kill Leo, because then he can be like, oh, Max murdered me.
Oh, no.
Because
we can laugh at him.
Yeah. Well, the Eli thing. Are we off?
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to be part of a future show, you can find us over on YouTube or Facebook, where we broadcast all our episodes multiple times a week live in front of an online audience, where you can interact with us and our guests. Our main show, The Dorkening, is produced live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. The Wicked Horror Show comes at you Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. And the Ultimate Video Game Show zooms in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. This has been a Dorkening Network production powered by New Media Promotions. You can learn more about our network by heading on over to www.thedorkening.com.